Comedy Week with the Novos on 105.3 New FM.
New FM's Comedy Week with the Novos. 5 interviews, 5 days. A whole heap of comedians are coming to town for the Newcastle Comedy Festival. It's on June 28th through to the 21st of July. And get a load of this, guys. He's on at the Newcastle Conservatorium Saturday, July 13th. It's Nazeem Hussain, and he joins us on the line. Hi, Nazeem.
Hello. Good morning.
Now, mate, totally normal is the show you're bringing to Newcastle. I'm told you're coming back after 2 years off the comedy scene.
Yeah, which is such a demanding job being a stand-up, the 10 minutes a night, you know. Sometimes you need a year off.
And fair enough, you know.
Fair enough. And we're one of the hardest working industries. And, you know, after I've recovered physically from a month of touring once every 2 years, it's a holiday. No, I'm a dad as well. I'm a dad, so that's just constant. How am I supposed to be funny? I don't know how people get anything done, literally, when they've got kids under the age of 18. Like, this, you just have no time. So, in a way, comedy is somehow a legitimate excuse to have time for myself.
Obviously, you've been doing comedy full-time for so long. Was there some 9-to-5s in your past before you got there?
Well, absolutely. Well, you know, my first sort of office job was a telemarketing job. You know, a brown guy doing telemarketing. That's a first. But, straight after that, I worked as a tax consultant, doing comedy on the side. So I'd leave my jacket often on my seat and then go down the road to do Triple J radio. And then sometimes my colleagues would hear me on the radio live, and the bosses would hear as well. You know, and I'd get in trouble, but sometimes I'd get away with it because I'm like, oh, no. His jacket's on his seat, so it must be a pre-record. And then I finished my bus because someone went, oh, no, they're taking callers. It's live radio.
One of your projects that you've done recently, you've released a children's book series called Hilarious Hyena. What prompted this little project?
Oh, being a dad and also COVID. You know, before COVID, you know, I had a couple of book publishers come to me and go, oh, hey, Nazeem, we think you'd be really great as a children's author. Would you like to write a kid's book? And I just laughed. And then I was like, listen, guys, firstly, you know, I'm an adult entertainer. But also, you know, I'm very busy. I've got a lot on. And then COVID happened. And I was like, actually, guys, I've got a bit of time now. And so I've got 2 books. Yeah, but, you know, my kids are laughing. Kids now stop me on the street and they're like, I love your book. Do you have anything else on the internet that I can watch? And I'm like, no, don't Google my name. So yeah, it is a weird overlap right now. Like making their parents laugh at pretty, you know, stuff that children shouldn't be watching or consuming. But then also like kids reading up. At some point, I feel like the worlds are going to collide, and I'm either going to corrupt kids or I don't know, make adults more juvenile. Anyway, it's
I think corrupting kids is great. That's what you should go with.
Yeah. Look, I'm happy to not say that sentence, but you can be taken out of context with that.
No worries.
We'll save that little bit just for a rainy day.
Yeah, we'll isolate it. That's a good plan. I like it.
So I'm happy to corrupt. Oh, now I've said it.
Yeah. Before you incriminate yourself any further, Nazeem, the show's called Totally Normal, and we wanted to try a quick game with you. Totally normal or totally not normal? 3 things, and you need to tell us, are they normal or not normal, all right? Watching telly with the subtitles on, is it normal or not normal?
I mean, especially if the actors have got an annoying voice. So that's normal, absolutely.
All men that I know watch things with subtitles. Women don't.
Really?
Oh, really?
Yep.
Well, that is
interesting.
It's a thing.
I don't know if that means that men are smarter or dumber.
Like, I don't know.
Well, smarter because we are reading and listening and watching at the same time.
Yeah.
And they say we can't do 2 things at once.
Exactly. Good question. Who said? No, obviously wrong.
All right, Nazeem, totally normal or not, totally not normal? Talking to yourself / conversations with yourself.
Oh, okay. So I get busted all the time doing that. So out and about at the kids' playground or whatever, I'm watching my kids on the play equipment and I'm there talking to myself and sometimes laughing at my own idea.
Nice.
And then dad or someone will see me and then I'll have to act like I'm on a phone call with AirPods they can't see and I'll just walk off and continue a fake conversation. Happens all the time. It sounds like a joke, but it does happen.
As a side note to that, what's your notes app in your phone look like?
It's incriminating. You know?
you don't delete app? Your search history, you delete your notes history.
Oh, even my WhatsApp threads, because the conversations that I have with other comedians is just horrible. Like,
I bet it's funny, though.
Yeah.
It would be a real treat. Put that in the next book.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, the next kid.
Yeah, maybe. All right, let's wrap things up. Totally normal or totally not normal, sleeping in the middle of a bed rather than a preferred side?
Oh, okay. So that's abnormal. You're supposed to sit at the corner of a bed, right? And cry in the fetal position, right?
Yes. Yeah. Standard. Yep. I get that.
You can't cry in the middle of the bed, stretched out, starfish.
That's just weird.
And self pity.
Fair enough.
I love it. Nazeem Hussain is coming to the Newcastle Comedy Festival. Totally Normal's the show, Newcastle Conservatorium, Saturday, July 13. Tickets online now. Nazeem, thanks so much for joining us. You've been great.
Thanks for having me.